Me your name, can you just confirm your name for me?
Yes, my name is Ejaga Nelson.
Okay. What school do you study?
I studied at Government Model Secondary School, Tupa.
Okay. And do you hold any positions, office or portfolio in Government Secondary School?
Yes.
Okay.
I am the deputy head boy of this school as well now.
Okay.
And also I'm the health prefect of this secondary school.
Alright, that's very good. And I learned that you also carry another cap as the president of TI Club.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's correct,
okay.
Sir.
That's very good. Okay, so congratulations on winning the Thai Education Scholarships once again.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, so tell us briefly, what does the Thai Scholarship, what do you think, what difference do you think it will make to your studies?
Yes, it will make a lot of difference because this scholarship will act as a motivator to me,
okay.
Motivate me to work harder and also to further my education.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very glad that I received this scholarship.
Okay. So before now, were you having any doubts about how you're going to pay for your WAEC fee? Was there any problem?
Yes, there was a problem.
Okay.
You know, my dad is a retired education officer.
Okay.
He retired many years ago. Now he's managing a little farm, which I knew that I would not be able to pay my fee. So this why I'm very glad that this has been paid.
Okay. So your father is a retired education officer.
And yes, sir.
He's just doing some subsistence farming. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So so could you tell me a bit more about your family? How many siblings, how many brothers and sisters you have, and what is life like generally for you?
Yes, I'm from a polygamous family.
Okay.
My dad married 3 wives.
Wow, okay, good.
Yes, I have many brothers, 10 boys and 7 men, girls.
10 boys, 7 girls.
Yes.
Your dad has a big family. Okay, all right. So you are number what in the family?
I think I'm the last. I'm the last born.
You're the last? Family,
yes.
Okay. What do you see yourself doing in the next 5 years in terms of studying or in terms of life generally? In the next 5 years, where do you see yourself?
Yes, I've loved. My ambition was to be, is to become a medical doctor in the next 5 years.
Okay. All right. And do you think that is a difficult task or you think you're on the right track?
Yes, I think I'm on the right track, sir.
So could you please tell me briefly something about your hobbies and the things you like doing?
Yes, I love writing.
Mm.
Writing is my hobby, yes.
Very good.
I find pleasure when I'm writing.
Okay.
Writing like novels and drama, I think I love. And also acting. I love acting as well.
Mm. So do you want to consider a career in the film industry there?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So what part of this place are you from? What's the name of your town or village? Or
my name of my local government I'm from is Ohimini local government.
Okay.
I'm from Oglewu.
Oglewu, in Ohimini local government.
Yes.
Okay. And do you live in Otupo or you come from Oglewu?
Yes, I come from Oglewu.
Okay, so but now of course you're a boarding student,
yes,
I guess.
Sir.
So okay.
Yes.
So but your family house is in Oglewu?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what do you think about Oglewu in Ohimini? Great place, do you enjoy life there? Do you have fun?
Life in my place is not that enjoyable because there's no light, no electricity, there's no social amenities, no standard hospitals, and there's no road. So life there is a bit hard for me.
Okay. So I also gather that you're doing very well in your education. I've spoken to your principal, I've spoken to a few other things. So how do you manage to overcome your challenges? How do you manage to study well, effectively?
It all started when I came here, New York. I was staying with my head boy, and each time when he wanted going to the prep, I was always following him, and he's always advising me to be good boy, to be studying my books, and that's how I managed to cope with all these years.
Okay, so you had a very good head boy then.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, mentored you, if I've learned to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's very good. Okay, is there any other thing you want to tell us, apart from all the things you've told us so far?
Nothing else, sir.
Okay. So once again, congratulations, and we'll get your work fees sorted, and then we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.